we present Jimmy Clitheroe as the Clitheroe Kid with Peter Sinclair, Patricia Burke, Danny Ross, and Diana Day in...
The Tale of a Coat. Ozzy, stop sucking that orange and listen. I'm the goalkeeper, and you're going to take a penalty kick. And stop that noise. You sound like our Susan and Alfie snogging. Listen to him. If only he could dribble with a ball like he can with an orange. Look, I've chalked the goalposts on the garden wall. Go on, fire one in. Trouble? Luke, this big house is empty like your head. I know that because me and Charlie Thompson sometimes play cowboys and Indians in the garden. Now go on shooting at me, go on. Look, I'll put one hand behind me back and close one eye, just to make it easy for you.
Sir William, what are you doing out here in this weather? Come indoors at once, sir.
Oh, get back in your pantry, you daft old butler.
Well, look, sir, it's been bad enough having to supervise the removal men without having to keep an eye on you. And what are you doing with that gardening rake?
I'm combing my hair, you silly old... I'm tidying up this jungle here. My garden.
You can leave that, sir. The new gardener will be starting on Monday. Oh, dear, look at you, dressed in your old clothes and no overcoat. You'll get pneumonia.
And you'll get a thick head if it aren't shut up. Go on, get back in the house and make me some dinner.
You've had your dinner, luncheon.
What? A piece of dry toast and a bowl of gruel, and you call that my dinner? My name's Sir William Barraclough, not Oliver Twist.
You know very well it's doctor's orders. Dry toast and clear soup. That's your diet.
Well, I've had my diet, now I want my dinner.
But, sir, you should be resting, doctor said.
Jenkins, if you mention that old quack just once more, I'll stick your head in the bird bath. Now, go on, show off. Leave me alone.
But, Sir William... Oh, what was that, Sir William?
Did you see it, Jenkins? A dirty great ball. It came straight over my wall and right through my greenhouse roof. Now, oh, the devil.
It must be those two boys. I saw them from the bedroom window playing football. I'll go and give them a talking to.
Oh, come back, Dixon of Dock Green. Only run away. But if I play crafty, you know, I'll catch them, yes. Now, when they come to look for the ball...
But,
see,
Sir William... Yes,
but don't argue, Jenkins, don't argue. Now, we'll both pretend to go in the house, but I'll come out again, do you see, through the other door and nab them, yes. Now, come on, old woman, come on.
Oh, very well, Sir William.
Thank goodness they've gone in. I must get the ball back. Where's the greenhouse? Oh, here we are. Oh, heck, the door's locked. How am I going to get in?
The key's hanging on that nail.
Oh, thanks very much.
Gotcha, you young monkey.
Oh, let go of me here. It was only washed this morning.
So it was you who broke me window, was it?
No, it was my pal Ozzy, the fool. Look, I'm sorry if I've caused you any bother.
Oh, well, this is my day for it. First I get ticked off while I'm doing my gardening, and now I'll have to pay for a new pane of glass.
Oh, I saw that posh bloke telling you off when I climbed over the wall. Is he the boss?
Yes, well, you'd think so to hear him talk. Between you and me, he's a big soft old windbag.
Well, I'll bet it's no joke being a gardener for a big twit like him. What's his name?
Whose name?
The bloke who owns this house.
Oh, it belongs to... Yes, it's Sir William Barraclough.
I was right. It must be a twit with a name like that.
Ah, you think so, do you? Well, what about this broken window I've got to pay for, eh?
Oh, yes, I forgot. Oh,
forgot, yes. Well, you broke it, didn't you? Eh? I mean, by rights, you should give me the money to pay for it, you know.
Well, I will, if you'll settle for 5 pence halfpenny and a bar of chocolate.
Now, look here. Chocolate? Did you say chocolate?
Yes, I've got some in my pocket.
Oh, what I'd give for a bar of chocolate. Go down better than a 5-course dinner right now, you know.
What do you mean?
Do you know what I had for dinner today? A piece of dry toast and a bowl of soup.
You're joking.
No, it's true, lad. That's all he'd give me. Just think of it, lad. I mean, if you were to ask the bank manager, he'd tell you, he won't. Sir William Barraclough is worth a cool $500,000. And that's all I get to eat, you know.
Oh, you poor home man. Here, have my chocolate.
Eh? But are you sure you don't mind?
No, you have it. Hang on a minute while I brush the fluff off it. There you are. Have the lot.
Oh, well, thank you very much indeed.
Oh, you're welcome. Yeah. Can I get me ball now, Mr. Gardner?
Yes. All right, yes. Hey, wait a minute. What did you just call me?
Well, all I know is you're the gardener. What's your name?
Name? Smith. Yes, Smith. Of course, he's been thinking that all along.
You what?
Oh, I thought I'd just sing myself a song. Just cheer me up, you know, while I'm doing my bit of gardening.
Oh, I know a good gardening song. It's called "It's Only the Hairs on a Goose Gog That Stops It from Being a Grape."
It's very comical indeed. I rather like that, you know. Yes. Have you got your ball?
Yes, thanks. And don't worry about that broken window, Mr. Smith. I'll square it up somehow.
Ah, well, you're a right good little lad, that's for sure.
And tomorrow, on my way home from school, I'll bring you some more grub. How do you fancy a hot dog and 2 whipped cream walnuts for afters?
Oh, ecstasy. That's the food for the gods.
Right, Mr. Smith, you can have them.
Thank you.
If it's tapioca pudding for school dinner, you can have that as well. I must go now. Ta-ra.
Yeah, cheerio, son. Cheerio. Well. What about that, then, eh?
What's that you've got in your hand, sir?
Eh? Oh, it's Dr. Kildare's errand boy again.
I saw that boy give you something. It looked suspiciously like chocolate.
Oh, really, did it? Well, hang on, I'll check up for you. Yes, you're right, Jenkins. It is chocolate, yes.
You shouldn't have eaten that, sir. He'd no right to give it to you, the horrid boy.
Yep, watch it, Jenkins. One more crack about my little pal and I'll be giving you a ride in me wheelbarrow to the hospital. You know, fancy him thinking I was the gardener and you were the boss.
I don't understand, Sir William.
Don't understand? You wouldn't. No, you wouldn't. He's made my day, that lad has. He was kind to me, you know, Jenkins, thinking I was just a poor old man. Yes, none of my relatives would have done that for me. It's 40 years now I've been forking out money for me useless family, and only once... Only once, Jenkins, did it give me any pleasure.
Really, sir? When was that?
When I gave my dear wife £500 to run away with that sailor.
In the front room.
Oh, it's some stuff I'm sending to the jumble sale at the parish hall.
Oh, heck, it's not safe round here when you start finding stuff for the jumble sale.
What do you mean?
Bath night. 8 o'clock, Jim gets undressed. 8:05, Jim gets in the bath. 8:06, Jim gets out of the bath. 8:07, Jim goes to the jumble sale looking for his vest.
Oh, don't be so ridiculous.
It's true, ma'am. Look at last year. If me grandad hadn't rescued his kilt in time, he'd have gone up to Glasgow in his nightshirt.
Look, a jumble sale's not only for a good cause, but it's a good opportunity of getting rid of all the things we no longer want.
Well, send our Susan. We don't want her.
Jimmy, is there no one else you can go and annoy besides me?
Oh, yes, sir. There's Daft Alfie Hall in the front room. I'll go and annoy him.
Yeah.
Oh, here you are, Mother. I've got what we wanted.
Oh, good.
Oh, look, Mama. It's the beautiful Susan. What a lovely picture she makes. Where shall we hang her?
Will you get out of here?
Sorry, Mum. Just going, Mum.
Well, what's he been up to, Mother?
Oh, making funny remarks about me collecting stuff together for the jumble sale.
Oh, yes, I saw it in the front room. I thought Mr. Trimble was coming for it last night.
Yeah, so did I. The jumble sale's on this afternoon. Well, if he doesn't come soon, we'll have to give it all back to the moths.
Well, here we are. I've cut a button off Grandad's overcoat so I can get one to match. And I've got some thread to mend the tear. It's quite a big one.
I know. I was looking at it in the front room earlier on. However did he come to tear his overcoat like that?
Oh, Pat, that was Trimble and the phonies calling for the jumble this afternoon.
Well, thank goodness for that. Father, how did you get your overcoat torn last night?
Oh, well, that was just a wee accident when I went down the Rose and Crown. It got caught in a nail.
You sure it wasn't the barmaid's fingernail when she was throwing you out?
Oh, very funny, very funny. Now I know where Jimmy gets his sense of humour from.
Well, I'll leave you two to argue it out yourselves. I'll just put my coat on and then tell Alfie I'm going.
Come on, Alfie, keep searching. It must be in here somewhere.
Well, I can't see it. Yeah, honestly, every time I come round here, you're opening for some job or other, cleaning your bike, mending your skates, and now trying to find your catapult. I'm supposed to be courting Susan, but I don't see half as much of her as I see of you.
Ah, well, that's because I wear short pants.
Don't be daft. I mean, you always get me doing something for you, and sometimes I hardly see anything of Susan's short pants. Go, Susan.
Well, I don't know why you're grumbling. I'm much prettier than she is.
Oh, look, now stop being funny. You said you thought your catapult had got mixed up with all this stuff for the jumble sale.
Yeah, because my mum's sending me old blazer and I thought I'd left it in the pocket.
Well, you looked and it's not there.
Well, it might have dropped out. Let's have another look. I know. Spread all this stuff out on the floor.
You're all right.
Right, eyes down for Jim's catapult.
Oh, Alfie, I'm just going to the shops.
Alfie, what are you doing on the floor?
Hello, Susan, I'm looking for something.
What is it?
My catapult.
Jimmy Clitheroe, what's this untidy mess doing on the floor?
I've just told you. He's looking for my catapult.
Don't be cheeky. Just look at all this stuff, and after Mother had parcelled it up, she'll go mad.
Oh, I should have known I'd get mixed up in some bother. Why do I do it? Why?
It's because of your complaint, Alfie. You've got a touch of the china pottery. You're a mug.
Don't you speak to Alfie like that.
Oh, shut your mouth. You're causing a draft.
I'll smack you in a minute.
Come on, Father, they're at it again.
Hey, what's all the row about? Just look at this room. It looks like a second-hand junk stall in the open market.
That's it. Alfie and me are playing at shopkeepers on the market. Gather round, folks. Honest Jim's the name.
Jimmy.
I've got silk vests made from real silk and herringbone suits made from genuine herring.
Oh, shut up, will you? Luke, why did you chuck this stuff all over the floor?
Yes, Alfie, why did you chuck this stuff on the floor?
Because I was trying to... Don't go putting the blame on me.
Look, I've got to go to the shops. I'll be about an hour, Alfie. So don't let the little horror get you in any more trouble.
Yeah, right-o, Susan. I won't bother with Jimmy's catapult.
That's right, Alfie. Make one of your own. Get our Susan to lend you some elastic.
Look, my lad, you'll just get all this stuff parcelled up again. Mr. Trimble's calling for it.
Who? Tone-deaf Trimble?
What?
Oh, you know him, Grandad. He's the organist and choirmaster. The Reginald Dixon of the parish church. Why's he calling for the jumble, ma'am?
Because he's helping with the sale this afternoon. Now, listen. Your Grandad and me, we're just slipping round to Mrs. Billington's for an hour. So while we're away, you behave yourself.
Yeah, I'll say he does that, Mrs. Clitheroe.
Well, see you do, Alfie. Well, come on then, Pat. I'll just get my raincoat.
Come in, Father. Don't forget what I told you, Jimmy.
I won't, ma'am. Ta-ra. Oh, don't be going at you. I'm always getting shouted at.
It's not surprising, he asked for it. Well, what is it about you that makes you cause so much bother?
I don't know, but whatever it is, it never lets me down. Anyway, come on, Alfie. You tidy this lot up while I go and find me catapult.
Yeah, I'm telling you, for the last time, Jimmy, put that catapult down. I am not playing David and Goliath.
Well, get an apple off the sideboard and we'll play William Tell.
Look, shut up and get off that couch before you knock all the clothes on the floor again after I've tidied them up.
All right, chicken. Here, you better put this overcoat of me grandad's with the rest of the jumble stuff before tone-deaf Trimble arrives.
All right. Hey, well, what's he giving this overcoat away for? It's not very old.
It's got a big rip in it, Luke, and a couple of buttons off.
Well, that's not much. It looks too good for a jumble sale to me.
I think you're right, Alfie. Hello, that'll be all wobbly tonsils now.
Oh?
Trimble! Oh, choirmaster, the famous Mr. Gerald Trimble.
Oh, Gerald, eh?
Yeah, that's why he got mad when he took five of us carol singing with his blinking concertina.
What do you mean?
Well, when we knocked at the vicarage, The vicar's wife said, "Who's there?" And I shouted, "It's Gerald and the peacemakers."
You better answer the door.
Well, you come with me. Come on.
Yeah, all right, but watch what you say. I don't want any more bother.
Don't worry. If he starts anything, clout him in the organ loft.
It's you, Master Clitheroe.
That's right, James Clitheroe, boy soprano, and champion organ pumper. And you must be the rag and bone man.
Very comical, I'm sure. Very droll. Oh, my word, yes.
No, it means you've come for their old clothes, to sell them, for the rubbish. I'm jumbled up. The jumble.
This is Alfie Hall. Alfie, shake hands with old man Steptoe.
Hello, Mr. Steptoe. Shut up.
That will do, Clitheroe. That's quite enough. Oh, my word, yes. Now then, is anyone at home?
Yes, me and Alfie. Although he doesn't live here, he just rents the front room for snogging.
I've warned you, Alf, won't you?
Excuse me going on like that, Mr. Steptoe. Dribble.
Do carry on. I disapprove of violence, but in his case, I'm willing to make an exception. Oh, my word, yes.
Well, come in, please. The stuff of the jumble's in here.
Oh, thank you very much, Mr. Hall.
Here you are, Mr. Trimble. What do you think of that lot?
Oh, very good. Yes, quite a haul, isn't it? Well, we should make a fair sum from those this afternoon. Oh, my word, yes. Oh, is this overcoat for me, too?
Oh, my word, no. It's too good for you.
Pardon?
No, it means it's too good for the jumble sale.
Oh, I see, yes. Well, I'd better take the rest, then. Yes, the sale starts in half an hour. I should really have collected this stuff last night, you know, but I got tied up at choir practice.
With your voice, it's a wonder you weren't gagged as well.
What was that?
I wondered if you needed a bag as well for the clothes.
Oh, I see, yes. Well, no. If you'll just open the front door for me.
Yes, right off.
Can I do anything to help, Mr. Trimble?
No, thank you, Mr. Hall. I can manage.
If you want to help, Alfie, put your old clothes in with these.
Yeah, I didn't bring any old clothes.
I mean the ones you're wearing.
You, very funny. This suit was made to measure.
For your father.
For my father. Now, won't you?
Yes, well, let me get out first. I don't wish to see you strike the boy.
You mean you'd stop him?
No, I might be tempted to help him. Oh, my word, yes. Goodbye.
Right, for him. The next choir practice we have... He'll have no trouble in getting the top note.
What do you mean?
I'll take me catapult. Anyway, let's take that overcoat before they all come home.
Take it where?
To my pal, old Mr. Smith. He needs one badly.
Well, I must say, it's nice of you to think of helping somebody for a change.
Well, I'd like to do him a good turn. And besides, don't forget, in the summer... That garden of his will be full of apples, strawberries, goose gogs. I can hardly wait. Come in, Alfie. Hey, Mr. Smith was surprised, wasn't he?
He was flabbergasted.
I bet nobody's ever given him a present before.
Jimmy, is that you?
Alfie, I've just heard the first cuckoo.
Now, don't you start on Susan.
What's happened to Grandad's overcoat?
What's it got to do with you?
I've been out to buy some buttons and thread to repair it. He wants to wear it tonight.
I said it was too good for the jumble sale.
What? The stuff's all gone. Oh, don't tell me you gave it to Mr. Trimble for the jumble sale.
No, he didn't.
No, Jimmy gave it to the old garden. Get on my leg!
Sorry, Alfie, I tripped over your knee.
You gave it to the old who?
The cleaner, that's it.
But it didn't need cleaning.
No, but they do repairs as well.
Look, you'd better get it back before Grandad finds out, because he won't pay for any repairs. I'm supposed to do it.
All right, keep your wig on. We'll get it back. Come on, Alfie.
Yeah, all right, but he'll be very upset if he has to give it back.
Who will?
The old guard. Down me leg! The old cleaner.
I don't know what's going on, Jimmy, but you'd better get that overcoat before Grandad comes home.
Oh, zip it. If you'd only said why you were going out, he wouldn't be wearing the coat.
Who?
The old girl. Now!
That makes a change, don't it?
Ha ha ha!
here we have, Jim. This is it. Look at it. It says Grand Jumble Sale.
So you can read. Stop showing off. Let's go in and get me Grandad's overcoat back before some clock buys it off Trimble.
Well, I still don't understand why old Mr. Smith sent the coat to the Jumble Sale after you've given it to him.
I told you on the way here.
Oh, well, I didn't hear you. Mind, the wind's very noisy when I'm on my motorbike.
Well, you should ride with your mouth shut. Look, Mr. Smith said he had a coat from Sir William Blinking Barraclough, so he decided to send me Grandad's coat to the Jumble Sale, where it was supposed to go in the first place.
But it wasn't. It was supposed to go to the cleaners. You said, I mean, but it was supposed to go nowhere, to stay in your home.
Yeah, that's where you should be, in a home. For dumb animals.
When I gave him it...
I said it was supposed to go to the Jumble Sale, but then I found out... Oh, never mind. Go in.
Ooh. Hey, there's quite a few here, considering it's only just started. Of course, it's a good do, you know. Plenty of bargains, good value for money. Last year, my mother brought lots of things. She got pants for her, a tie for me. Dad, I forget what she got for me.
Should have been a muzzle. Belt up. There's Mr. Trimble over there. Let's have a word with him.
Sixpence change, thank you. Come along now, get your bargains here. It's all in the worthy cause, remember?
Mr. Trimble, Mr. Trimble.
Help us to help others.
Mr. Trimble.
Don't be shy. Bring your money, come and buy.
Hey, Shakespeare, you wanted.
I beg your pardon. Oh. It's you again, troublemaker.
Alfie's talking to you.
Hello, Mr. Trimble.
I was talking to you, Clitheroe. Hello, Mr. Hall.
We've come to take the coat back before you flog it.
Coat?
Yeah, the other coat you've got that he didn't give you because his grandfather wants it. But he didn't know. Jimmy, that is. That's why I gave it to the old gardener instead of to you, so can we have it back?
I'm sorry, I'm rather confused.
That makes two of you. Look, Mr. Trimble, you remember that coat you saw at our house and I said it wasn't for the Jumble Sale?
Oh, yes. But that's quite all right. I realised you'd made a mistake when I saw it was here after all.
It wasn't a mistake. Well, it was a mistake that it was brought here, but not that it should have been. When I said, I mean, Alfie, I think I've joined your club.
Now, look here, boy, I'm busy. Now, whatever happened in the first place, it's all right now because the coat arrived here.
But that's where you're wrong, because it shouldn't have. The old gardener should have given it back to Jimmy for his granddad so Susan could sew it before he knew it had gone, instead of you having it now. How much of them socks?
They are 1 in 11 a gardener. A grandfather. A pair!
Can I have 2 pairs, please?
I'll give you a sock in the puss. Mr. Trimble, that was me grandfather's coat, and it shouldn't be here, so can I please have it back?
I am afraid not.
Look, if you keep that, me grandfather will go mad. He'll stick your head in the organ pipes and blow your brains out.
Don't be so impertinent. You can't have the coat because it's been sold.
What?
You've had it now, Jim.
So have you. You help me.
Well, wait a minute. You can't blame me.
Who carried the coat?
Well, I did, because...
Whose motorbike did we go on?
Well, mine, but... only
who said he'd get Mr. Smith 2 buttons for it?
Yeah, I know I did, but that doesn't mean...
You're a dead duck. Grandad will make you into a haggis. And you'll never get in to see our Susan again.
Oh, you little twister.
Look, Alfie, I admit I helped you. But I'm only a boy.
Yeah, oh, you little...
No. The only thing I can suggest is that you ask the gentleman if he'll hand back the coat when he calls to collect it. He'll want his pound returned, of course.
What's the use of... to collect it? Is it still here?
Yes. Down at the bottom there. It's been parcelled up for him to collect later. Lots of people do that with things, you know. They call back for them on their way home.
Yes, well, we'll wait and see him. That's it. Come on, Alfie.
Yeah, thanks very much, Mr. Trimble. I'm sorry for the trouble.
Not at all, Mr. Hall. You cause no trouble. It's Clitheroe there. Who is a little, oh, my word, yes.
Come on, Alfie, hurry up.
Well, Father's no rush.
Of course there is. Look along these parcels. They've all got tickets on.
Oh, what for? The bloke will find it when he comes.
We'll be gone by then. Dress, apron, jacket. Here we are. Top coat, pound, Robinson. This is it. Have you got a pound, Alfie?
Yes, I think. Hey, wait a minute. He bought it off Trimble.
What if he won't sell it back? Anyway, we can't wait. You can get the money back off Trimble tomorrow.
What if you won't pay me?
Well, it's for another one of the calls. Derbyshire, plump your quid down. We must fly home, my mother house.
Here, Susan, take these cakes into the lounge.
Right, Mother. He certainly likes his cream cakes, doesn't he? The first plateful went like magic.
Yeah, well, your granddad will have had his share. Anyway, it's not every day one of the aristocracy eats my cooking.
He'll probably offer you a job as his chef.
Fancy Sir William being a friend of our Jimmy's. Oh, and there you are, Jimmy. And you, Alfie. Now, where can you two have been?
Getting Grandad's coat back.
From Mr. Trimble, the cleaner. Clean old Mr. Trimble. I mean...
all right, we know all about it.
What do you mean? You couldn't? How?
Just a minute. Wait there where you are, you two. Father, they're here.
Right, Pat, I'll just put it on.
So, you've gone into the old clothes business, have you, Jim?
Well, it was a mistake, Mum, and anyway, we got it back.
Yeah, there you are, you two coat thieves. Well, what do you think?
Grandad, you've got a new coat.
Oh, yeah, it's lovely, isn't it?
Aye, a present from Sir William Barraclough.
Oh, hello there, my young lad. Have you gotten a chocolate handy?
What are you doing here? Oh, I suppose you brought the coat from Sir William Nitty Whiskers.
Jimmy!
How dare you?
Ask him, he'll tell you what an old goat he is.
Jimmy, this is Sir William.
I don't care. What? He's the gardener.
No. That's true what your mother says. I am Sir William Nitty Whiskers. Nitty Whiskers, the old goat. How are you both?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure. Are you Alfie?
No. I mean, no.
Well, Jimmy, for once you seem to have done us all a good turn with your mischief.
Fancy all that trouble we had getting this blooming coat back and you've got a new one.
Well, it'll do as a spare. Take it out of the paper and hang it up.
Right, Grandad, I'll put it on the hall stand.
Well, Petey, you're a lucky man, you know, to have a grandson like that.
Oh, no.
What's up, Jimmy?
Alfie, he's up the spout. He paid £1 for this coat.
Well, what about it?
Well, my grandad won't want it, so you'll have to wear it.
What do you mean? It's his coat, isn't it?
No, it's bright red with pearl buttons and a little fur collar. You know what the lads will say when you walk out in that? Oh, don't some mothers have them?
Those involved with the Clitheroe Kid this week were Peter Sinclair's grandfather, Patricia Burke's mother, Danny Ross's Alfie Hall, Diana Day as Susan, with Derek Giler and Jack Watson. The recorded program was written by James Casey and Frank Roscoe, produced by James Casey, and starred Jimmy Clitheroe as the kid himself.
Back and she gave Mr. Trimble the £1, which he gave to the other bloke when he handed over Grandad's coat. Then he gave us the £1. Mr. Trimble, that is, not the bloke. It was all very complicated. In fact, Alfie's still trying to work out how he started with £1 and finished up with 15 bob. The answer's simple. I've got a pocket full of whipped cream walnuts. Hello. Thank you.
Thank you.